When we are feeling guilty and trapped around our disordered eating, we may undertake some compensatory behaviours. Now, compensatory behaviours are actions that a person may take to alleviate the emotional distress resulting from a distressing eating episode. It's important to recognise that each person has different and variety of symptoms from disordered eating, and that not everybody's journey is the same. Many individuals who experience distress related to food, weight, and shape may have a desire to compensate or make up for something. Compensatory behaviours often stem from anxiety about potential consequences if they're not undertaken, and they become a safety behaviour, a desire for control. Now, they might start off as an isolated incident. So, for instance, people may exercise in response to food guilt. But they can escalate into extreme compensatory behaviours over time and can lead to more dangerous behaviours. We're going to undertake a reflective activity. This one is based around compensatory behaviours. If you have undertaken a compensatory behaviour in the past, I want you to think about any specific reasons why you did this. So think about your thoughts and your emotions that were happening before you undertook a compensatory behaviour. Turn to page four so you can fill in the box. So as you can see from my example, I've specifically focused on over-exercising. This is because previously, when I have been trying to control my weight, I have over-exercised in response to distressing eating episodes. And being specific about distressing eating episode for me is maybe when I have binge ate or when I've ate more food than what feels correct while I'm on my diet. It's important to note that every person is different and every person may have guilt from different amounts of food. Now, the main reasons why I undertook over-exercising was to try and control my weight, and because I was feeling worried that the things that I would have been engaging in would change my weight. Have a think now about what sort of things that you've done to compensate whenever you've had a distressing eating episode, or you may have used compensatory behaviours to try and make up for some distressing emotions. Take a moment to fill in the box. Now, it's important to note that all forms of compensation can lead to dehydration, which is a serious health risk. Self-induced vomiting can destroy your teeth enamel, and some compensatory behaviours can lead to bloating and bowel issues. Purging from things such as vomiting or laxative does not completely remove energies used, and people still absorb 40 to 75% of the energy used, but it can lead to eating more after the binge due to drops in blood sugar levels. It's really important that you get help if you are undertaking compensatory behaviours. Please ensure that you're getting regular health checks. We're going to have a look in further sessions how to overcome and challenge your behaviours, but please speak to your practitioner if you are experiencing compensating.